with 2020 bringing all of the challenges that it does, whether it's the pandemic or the social unrest or politics, there are just so many issues out there today that I think the Shrine is a place to get away from all of that. My name is Joanne Seaman. We are at Mother Cabrini Shrine in Golden, Colorado. I am the development director and I do fundraising and public relations, and it's a wonderful place to work. It's really special in that there aren't other places like this in the entire state of Colorado. It's just a very peaceful, quiet, holy place for people to come and to just have a little time for contemplation or meditation or prayer, and that's why we're here. We've faced some big challenges here at the Shrine due to COVID, mostly due to the fact that we had to close our doors for 6 weeks, and that was really difficult for us to do. We have daily mass, we have masses on Sundays, we have retreat facilities, we have so many things going on, and to have to shut everything down was really heartbreaking. The people who normally come to mass or to visit the Shrine, it has been difficult, you know, for them. Some of them are elderly or have health issues, and so they're not able to come, have not been able to come back and go to mass or, you know, do their normal routine. We're standing in front of the spring of water that has been here for ages. When Mother Cabrini first purchased this property, they told her there was no water. And she said to the sisters and the girls with her at the time, turn that rock and you will find water. And they did, and there was water. Many people believe, you know, through their faith that the water has special healing qualities, and they believe that it helps them. It's just a very special part of the Shrine. But we recently converted the faucet to touchless faucets due to COVID, for safety reasons and because we wanted people to still have access to the water safely. It's been really hard for us to gauge the visitor pattern this summer once we reopened after COVID. I think a lot of people have stayed away because of, you know, not wanting to be in a crowd or still being very careful with social distancing. I think this is such a beautiful place to come to, in my case, every day, because I have stresses just like everybody else. I'm, you know, I'm a parent, a mom, and a wife, and I have a fortune enough to have this job, but it's still stressful. But to be in this surrounding, I feel very blessed. I think Colorado and so many people in the United States, all over the world, really have been affected by COVID, and it's difficult. I think it's really hard, but I think it's also a time to be thankful for our health and for the many blessings that we have. And hopefully this makes us stronger going forward.